And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, folks, it seems like the winds of change are blowing through the Great White North. In Canada, a stunning turn of events has left political pundits there scratching their heads. Pro-family candidate Robert Kulusevski has clinched a landslide victory in the York Region District School Board election. Now, I know what you're thinking. School board elections, not exactly edge of your seat material, but hold on just a second because this one's a bit of a doozy. Kulusevski running on a platform of actually educating children instead of indoctrinating them secured over 65% of the vote. So a candidate promising to keep politics out of the classroom and focus on reading, writing, and arithmetic won by a wide margin. And Kulusevski trounced his opponents, eight of them, who collectively managed to scrape together a mere 33% of the vote. So it's almost like Canadian parents want their children to learn useful skills instead of the latest trends in gender theory. Moving south of the border, it seems like the House of Mouse is at it again. Despite claims of toning down their agenda, Disney appears to be doubling down on their efforts to reimagine children's entertainment. In a hidden camera expose that's making the waves at the moment, Disney's creative marketing director was caught saying, quote, "It's the unspoken thing for children to see LGBTQ content." In a related story, it seems like John Deere, the tractor company known for its iconic green machines, has decided to put the brakes on its recent venture into wokeness after facing backlash for implementing policies that seem more suited for a liberal arts college than a farm equipment manufacturer. The company decided to reverse course. Yeah, because asking farmers to list their preferred pronouns didn't go over too well. And finally, in a victory for parental rights advocates, a California high school has ended its contract with an on-campus Planned Parenthood facility after significant pushback from parents. The school district announced that they would not be renewing their agreement with the organization, much to the relief of parents who prefer, you know, to parent their own children. The facility, called a well-being center, had been referring students to off-campus clinics for various services without parental notification or consent. Yeah, because, you know, well-being is keeping parents in the dark about their children's medical decisions, right? It's a brave new world. Brave new world. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.